The art of hula is inseparable from its spiritual origins, and the center of each halau is its kuahu, or altar, the source of spiritual energy for the dance. Kahulu Maluo, Cultural Programs Director for the Maui Arts and Cultural Center, will lead a discussion in a couple of weeks entitled Demystifying the Kuahu with a group of Maui Kumu Hula. The panel discussion is a preamble to the center's 11th annual Kumai Kahula competition, and Kahulu is on the line with us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Aloha, Chris.
Thanks for taking the time. I guess the first question that comes to my mind is, what is the mystery that needs to be demystified?
Well, there isn't really a mystery, but it's often not discussed. You know, a lot of students of hula may not understand where the teachings of the kuahu come from for each halau, mm-hmm. and as they do differ for each halau.
Yeah.
So I thought, what an opportunity to, you know, bring the kumahula together and discuss this.
Sure.
You know, what makes us different? Where are we similar? And, you know, to be able to be in the audience and hear the thoughts and teachings that the kumuhula have had.
Well, Kahulu, let's make sure we're working from an adequate definition of the kuahu. Did I describe it more or less properly leading into this
yes,
conversation?
Yes, it's both a physical dwelling mm-hmm. for the hula deity, as well as and this is just the world according to me. It's also a philosophy, mm-hmm. or, you know, teachings.
That it's kind of I describe it as a spiritual center. That
yeah.
it's where
yeah.
the ideas converge in a physical place. It's defined in dictionaries as an altar. Is that fairly accurate?
That's accurate.
Well, when you say it's different for each halau, what are the factors that affect those? What creates those differences?
It could be the lineage that they come from. You know, mm-hmm. we have a lot of hula lineages.
Sure.
And they differ from one kumuhula to another.
In terms of what one family, by lineage you mean an actual family, an ancestry of hula, right?
Yes, yes.
So that any of the things that make a family distinctive, I would think, would be similar, yeah?
Anything that makes a family similar, I think the basic philosophies of the kuahu are the same between halau,
mm-hmm.
but maybe the little intricacies may differ a little.
I would think, Kahulu, that they would also differ based on regional differences, you know, island by island, that kind of thing.
That's interesting.
I mean, that's just an educated guess on my part, yeah.
Well, you know, that's why I asked this question. You know, because here in Maui, all of the kumuhula, we enjoy each other's company. We like to talk story.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, what a wonderful topic to bring forward this philosophy of the kuahu. Some kumuhula, you know, share it and practice the teachings in their halau daily. Some don't. And so I wanted to give them this opportunity to talk about it.
Well, you know, one of the things that happens with a lot of cultural matters is that they're seen as sort of monolithic. You know, hula is as a single entity rather than something that is extremely complex when you look a little deeper. Do you
yes.
think?
Yes. Hula is extremely complex. And not all halau are the same.
Sure.
You know, we all have different kumuhula, that we all come from different lineages. We've all been taught different ways, and we pass it forward to our students in a different way as well.
Given that we're talking about an art form that was long suppressed, it has always seemed to me remarkable the degree to which hula is thriving today. Do you agree?
I agree, and especially here on Maui.
Well, that's
I'm so Maui proud.
I was going to say that's your little bit of Maui favoritism going
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's one of the interesting things that we mentioned earlier is the way anything really varies island by island, because being islands, these different places and cultures evolved separately to some degree.
Yeah. And I think every island is exceptionally proud of their halau and their hula. You know, so I don't think I'm any different from any other kumuhula.
your pride in Maui is entirely well founded. I'm just teasing you, kahula. But thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we'll look forward to your festival.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Kahula Maluo is the Cultural Programs Director for the Maui Arts and Cultural Center, who will lead a discussion entitled Demystifying the Kuahu on Thursday, September 8th, 7:30 p.m. at the McCoy Studio Theater. And you can find out more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
O poi kalehua, o poi kalehua, e ki e hunala, maka u kalehua, ike kanakala.